5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Good Wednesday morning, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Ready to rock and roll. We have it's like a power hour and a half today. That's what we're doing. We got
Power 90.
We got Rockies and Astros coming up at pregame with 12:30 with Jack Corrigan and Jerry Schimmel.
And then chance to win a series.
Another one.
Whoa, watch out.
Just beat the Yankees.
Second half Rockies are coming.
It's a weird, stupid little two-day series that makes zero sense. And the Rockies have had a lot of days off since the All-Star break.
The Astros like 15 times
and
already?
We always do it in like a two-game series?
It's weird.
I don't understand why they do that.
They're cheaters.
It's just, yeah, well, yeah. That's Houston why. Doesn't
they don't
even
get
play.
Three games.
They don't get three games. They get two-game series. Well, they win last night. That was cool. I want to get into some Rocky stuff today. My poll question, has everybody calling me an idiot? That's good. I like that.
That's normal.
I mean, you hear it on a daily basis. You ask a question, and either people try to change the question or they think it's a stupid question. However, then they give a novel of an answer.
Well, I'm concerned when they all agree on the question.
Yeah.
They all give the same answer. There's a problem.
Let me see what. So the tight-knit brewing poll question of the day, and I'm just asking, we've asked it before, but we're making an official question. If the Pac-12 were to offer an opening for CSU, should they go, like today, let's just say, I know it's not going to happen today, but hypothetical. If they were to offer them a spot in the Pac-12, because they got to replace two teams still, maybe more, because we got the news about San Diego State, which I'll get into that, but would it be a good move for CSU to jump ship? We don't know when the Pac-12 TV deal is coming out. However, there's a rumor it's going to be announced, and the teams that were patient are going to like it. I don't know what that means.
What about the teams that were impatient?
Then you were still going to like it, but you were impatient about it. Mm. That's what I'll get into the article, but is it as cut and dry as everyone makes it? Well, yeah, they're getting paid way more, and I mean, the TV deal for the Mountain West team is like $7 million a year. And for Pac-12, it's like 20. That's per my guy, Kevin Lytle, at the Fort Collins, Colorado. Because I was just kind of going into some of it. But the TV deal is $7 million a year right now in the Mountain West. And for Pac-12, it's around 20. And who knows what that's going to look like with the new deal. Well, yeah, $7 million or $20 million. Which would you rather have? Probably $20 million.
I'd say yes to answer this question right now.
You would. You jump. But what if they're not here in 5 years? Then you're left out in the cold.
I think that's something that the Pac-12 will have to figure out over this process. But I think as a conference, I would want to have as many solidified teams in my conference as possible. If that's 12, if it's 14, if it's 16, whatever. I want to make sure that I'm still a player at the table when the big realignment eventually comes. And when I look at a school like CU or CSU, I say, okay, we could have two schools in the Pac-12 in the same state within a few hours of each other. You have that entire regional market. You get the entire Colorado market, and you can help. Yes, CSU might be lower in terms of talent level at first, but if you allow them to compete at a Pac-12 level and, you know, market themselves to that audience, their talent could increase, and you could get CSU and CU almost being on the same level competitively, and that would be good for at least the state of Colorado.
Yeah, and so listen, my answer is also yes. I mean, it's still a Power 5 school.
The same way you answer, where's the Pac-12 going to be? Where's the Mountain West going to be?
Right. Well, the Pac-12 could be gone.
The Mountain West could elevate itself to a potential Power 5.
Maybe.
With the scraps they could grab.
We don't think Boise State's ever going to leave. I just don't. Everybody I've talked to the last couple of weeks
won't let them.
Well, and I don't know that.
That's their prize.
They're
possession.
The king of the castle, man. And I just don't know that. They're good program, the football and basketball team. They've both been good for a while.
Are they a good program because they've had success at the Mountain West level?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we've seen them play in some big bowl games and stuff, but yeah, consistently, they're always in the Mountain West. But what's their poll like, you know? I always said, could they be a mini Nebraska? I don't know if that's true. I don't, in this day and age, I don't know. Nebraska became Nebraska by winning a lot of games, and nobody cared about anything other than Nebraska football.
I mean, if Boise State went to the Pac-12, the expectations would be competing for a conference title and a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the answer is yes. But, I mean, I'm getting a lot of people like, this is a dumb question. It's a no-brainer. until I see the Pac-12 TV deal, I don't think it's a no-brainer. I think, you know, the president, Joe Parker, all those guys sit together and you got to take the calls and talk about what it looks like. Yeah, the money's great, but if in 5 years the Pac-12 just dissolves, you know, they don't get a good TV deal, it's another crappy deal, like what Larry Scott set up, and then it just dissolves, then the Pac-12's gone, and then you're a team without a conference. And now you're scrapping, yeah, you might have to go get into a lesser conference than the Mountain West.
Or you're first in line to get into a better conference.
It's a gamble.
If you can take that gamble and make the most out of it.
I do, yeah.
If CSU would move to the Pac-12 and had, not instant success, but, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 win seasons, you would feel comfortable about that and that they moved up and stayed at that level competitively.
Yeah. Yes. The answer is yes. You just go for it and you see what you can do. And I don't know if CU is going to stick around. I don't know. The way it's sounding, probably not the way it's sounding, but if they put a stinker up next year or this coming year, next month, we have football games. That's a fun time.
Under 50 days.
Oh, my goodness. I am so ready. So ready. Had so much fun with the basketball run and the Nuggets and all that, but I'm ready for some questions to be answered for about all these teams.
There's almost too many questions.
There's so many questions surrounding all of them. So, yes, the answer is yes, but yes, if you're CSU. Let's see, a question here or an answer here. Depends. Teams remaining, TV deal, full share. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If you were offered today, you don't know the answer to that question. You don't know the teams remaining. Right now, you know. Oregon, I don't think they're going to be in the Pac-12 for long unless we see a monster deal come out with the TV deal. TV deal, again, you don't know. Full share, we don't know the answers to those questions.
Are they signing a long-term TV deal?
Is better
it
not.
4 or 5 years?
Yeah, 4 or 5, probably. You'd be smart. Is 7 years?
2 years, even.
Texter here, of course CSU can't say no to any Power 5 conference. The problem, I believe, is the Pac-12 doesn't need another team in a market they're already in. If CU leaves, CSU is an easy addition for the Pac-12. But as long as CU is in there, I think it's a tough justification for the Pac-12.
I see it as it would be beneficial to have both markets.
Yeah.
And if both teams and schools are competitive with each other because they're playing each other more often, they're getting the same recruits as each other, that breeds
success. You build a rivalry.
Yes.
And you build that up. You actually make it a rivalry that people care about outside of the state
of Colorado.
I tell
you, the Auburn market is not as big as the Tuscaloosa market, but you still have both teams there.
Well, and hasn't Auburn benefited from playing Alabama?
Absolutely.
And if they happen to pull off a win,
it's the biggest thing in the
school
system.
When's the last
time
Auburn beat Alabama? It's been a while, right?
Or has 2019.
Okay, so it hasn't been that long. But, I mean, that's a big deal.
But they'll talk about it like it's the biggest thing ever.
And they probably have posters up everywhere.
Oh, Pick
we
Six
remember.
Is still their thing. Like,
yeah. Oh, thing. Yes. That's right. That's right. So, I mean,
10 years ago.
That, Bill, you gotta, and if CU can, all this hinges, like, all this stuff, like, CU has to be good.
They are the key point of college football right now.
We're rooting for the Buffs to be good. Because that's good for CSU. Rams fans don't want to hear that. They don't want to talk about that. But it absolutely is. Build up your resume, CU. And then we're going to go beat you, which is my prediction this year. I want CU to beat TCU and Nebraska. I can want in one hand and crown
in the other. I
don't know
about that Nebraska game.
The Nebraska game. That's the one I'm worried about. But if they're 2-0 going into that game and we have a slobber knocker of a football game between CU and CSU and CSU pulls off a miraculous win at the end, boom.
You don't think Prime would want to try to schedule a game next year?
Say, we got to go up to Fort Collins and build the rivalry. Oh, there's drama between Oklahoma and CU now, too. Did you see that? What's Oklahoma's coach? What's his name? I'm blanking out.
The guy from Clemson, right?
Yes. I'm all over the place, but he was going after Deion Sanders and saying he didn't call him prime time, and so Deion comes out and says
Venables?
First up, Venables. Yes. So there's controversy between them. He criticized the Buffs. He said, you know, I gave guys 12 months of grace. In the Big 12 media days last week, I was unlike Deion Sanders. I gave guys 12 months of grace to figure it out.
Figure out what?
Before I'm telling you to get in the portal and leave.
That's not how it works. You don't have 12 months to figure it out.
It's
anymore.
True. So you're kind of back in primetime on this one. Primetime.
Well,
comes...
I'm just stating the fact that we don't even know what these transfer windows are opening or closing. When you can you go into the portal? When can you leave it? It's all weird. So no, there's no set time to give a person. It's just the instant reactionary world we live in now. When Prime shows up to see you, it's, hey, I'm bringing these guys with me. If you want to be here and compete, fine. If you don't, get out.
Yeah.
And I that mean, sounded harsh, and it still is kind of harsh to hear it, but that's just the fruit, the truth of our reality in football.
Well, and apparently, like, Primetime did not fire off and say, it's Coach Prime to you or whatever. A bunch, like, some viral tweet got a hold of that and blew it up, so then it made it a bigger deal than it was.
So what do we call him?
Did he? I don't know if he responded to him. I mean, I'm sure maybe he did at some point, but we haven't seen that. So I'll ask Mark about that. Like, what did he think of Oklahoma's head coach spouting off a little bit? So Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, will be on with us. So that's the poll question today. Is it as easy? Like, here's the one. No-brained answer. It's a no-brainer, okay? Answer is yes. If we are offered any Power 5 invite, we take it. Though Pac-12 isn't ideal for us, as we are more geographically suited to the Big 12 and more culturally suited to the Big 10. First off, but that's the gamble, right? What if you could get in the Big 12 or the Big 10? Is that still an option down the road? And if it was, and you go to the Pac-12 and it's a sinking ship, oh, but we find out later the Big 10 would have wanted CSU, but just not right now, but maybe like in 2 to 3 years. They wanted to see how things went.
Does it feel like the Pac-12 and the Big 12 are almost on equal footing, and the only reason the Big 12 is getting more attention is because Pac-12 is losing two members? And it's just,
yeah, but
by comparison, the Big 12 just looks better because, yeah, the teams that they have aren't that great. You're losing Oklahoma, Texas. Pac-12 is losing USC and UCLA. Who has the better crop of teams left over?
But it's still like it's that, but it's also the TV deal.
Right.
And the Pac-12 deal is like that's going to live in college football or college sports infamy forever because that was a terrible deal that you signed.
Well, it seems like I'd say the Big Ten, SEC, and Big 12 have all secured their TV stuff. The ACC is kind of in limbo because they're still with ESPN.
But they got the CW deal or
right.
whatever. And
so
I
that
think
maybe
that that's...
they're branching out to figure out a fallback plan if ESPN doesn't re-up their deal.
So we're hearing then, again, a source came out with ESPN that said the Pac-12 expects to release details of its highly anticipated media rights deal in the near future. That could be any time. That could be any time. A league source with knowledge of the conversations told ESPN yesterday. The deal will not be announced at Pac-12 Football Media Day on Friday, which is in Vegas this Friday. It is likely to include a mix of streaming and linear options. And is expected to be on par with the ACC and Big 12.
Again, we go back to who, what network is there to purchase their rights?
It's got to be all Turner, I would think. It's got to be like TNT and TBS and all that stuff. Because there's no room anymore for ESPN and Fox, is there? Is there room to squeeze in games?
I don't think so. With those three conferences I already said, no.
You're going to get like one game, and it's like your crap games that start at like 9:45?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know,
on Pac-12 time?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, so when I first hear, it's a mix between streaming and linear options. That
sounds like you'll be able to watch this on your basic cable or TV, but you will also be able to use a streaming service, which you may or may not be having to pay an extra fee for, if you already have
Again.
It or not, depending on what it is.
Well, and linear, what is that?
And
just
which,
meaning your basic, I mean, your basic.
What streaming service could you go to? Because
Apple,
Disney owns Hulu and ESPN
uh-huh.
Plus. Netflix is his own thing. I don't think they're going into sports yet.
I don't think so.
Peacock,
YouTube?
That's NBC. YouTube, maybe. But even that's
still
you gotta get YouTube TV.
Yeah, it's not free.
$80 a month. Like,
although with the NFL Network, with the Sunday Ticket going to YouTube, does that make it more attractive to sports fans? And then they can say, "Oh, now the Pac-12 is on there." I'll be curious to see. What is it going to be? YouTube TV?
That little pitch you had. Oh, the Pac-12's here. That is just nope. That did not get me excited at all.
Like for me, I like Pac-12 football. Some of it, not all of it, but I like watching Oregon. You know, I really enjoyed watching Oregon State last week. I'm not necessarily, or last year, I'm not like caught up in the minutiae of which conference are they in. If it's a good game, it's a good game. And if I can get behind the quarterback and you got some defensive guys, I can, hell, dude, I'm a Mountain West Conference fan. It's not the top of the line football compared to the SEC and stuff, but it's all about availability. How can I watch your stuff? How can I learn about you? It's college football. Most of the time, you know, I'm gonna watch Hawaii Vanderbilt because that's the first.
It's week zero. Yeah, we're watching.
I'm gonna watch that game. Like week eight, nobody wants to see that game, but that's a game that I'll watch. They wouldn't play because the conference. But yeah, I'm gonna watch Hawaii Vanderbilt. I'm gonna go Hawaii in that game to cover.
Really?
I don't know.
Vandy's supposed to be.
Are they supposed to be good? Are they supposed to be better?
Probably like four or five wins, maybe.
So I get why everyone's like, oh, yeah, if it's a Pac-12 team. And that was the question I got on Twitter. It's like, are they still a Power 5? And I said, for now.
What is Power 5?
Right. With all this conference realignment, the Pac-12 is scrambling to make up for what Larry Scott did. And maybe George Kliavkoff is a wizard and he figures all this out. If he does, and they get on a legit TV. But if their announcement's like, we signed a deal with YouTube TV and we're going to have 12 games on the CW and 4 games on ESPN. I don't know. I mean, 40 games. I don't know. Something like that. But it's you're going to be you're last to the table.
You're the last option to watch. It's, oh, I can get Fox easy. I can get ESPN easy. I can get CBS easy. Oh, NBC's on there too. Well, where's the Pac-12 game? Oh, I got to get an app? I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
It's already late. Got to go to bed.
This is why I asked the question. Is it jump ship and go to the Pac-12? Oh, and right when you got on the ship, you just found out there's a giant hole in it, and it's going to get deep out into the ocean, and it's going to sink. And now you're left out there with just a lifeboat trying to figure out what's going to happen. Angela, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. For more, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good for me, how about them Colorado Rockies? They get it done again. They might win the series. It's a two-game series, so they've already split. Justin Lawrence was great as the Rocks get the dub. And since the All-Star break,
lost one game.
We're hearing they're going to be
big movers at the trade deadline.
Who are you moving?
Nobody at this point.
Diaz? That's the only. Taylor's
Diaz,
like, no,
Crone.
Don't trade Diaz. Yeah, because, like, why? Like, this year he was good, but don't make the same mistake that you made with CJ Crone. Don't make the same mistake. CJ Crone was at his highest peak when he went to the All-Star game. Should have traded him then. And they're like, let it ride. And now look at CJ. You don't want to make the same mistake. I get it. I love Elias Diaz. I do. But the Rocks get the dub. The bad for me is no matter what Russell Wilson does, it's going to be perceived as negative, attention-grabbing, and all that. The CU thing, even though it's probably prime time saying, do you want to come work out here? And what's Russ supposed to say? No. And then they videoed it. Dude, no video exists in Boulder anymore without prime time signing off on it. So this was a prime time thing. And then now he has a business in the airport or a store in the airport at DIA?
Him and Sierra have opened up a fashion line store.
So
when you're waiting for your delayed flight, you can go get all the latest fashions from Russ and Sierra.
And Russ will be there every time, right?
At least his picture will be
there. He was there
staring at you.
He was there yesterday.
He looked a little confused yesterday.
Well, you're in DIA and you're at a business. That would not be fun to work there.
Why do you do stuff at a grand opening at an airport? Like, people are doing stuff there. Traveling.
Is that the best place for that store to be? There's a lot of people there.
I get into Denver, walking through the airport, you go, hey, use a new sweater from Russ and Sierra. It's a little cold out.
You're not really buying a lot of things at an airport, are you? You're buying magazines and neck pillows.
I'm not buying an outfit for the afternoon.
Got this bad boy at the airport. Yeah, I'm going to try it on tonight.
DIA.
DIA approved. The ugly. I changed it. It was going to be, and I was going to explain this to you because I know you'll get mad at this, Angel, but I was going to say it was Bruce Brown provoking our enemies but I'm not going to get into that right now. We'll do it later on in the show. Short show, but we'll get there. The ugly for me is not sports related today. Have you been paying attention to this strike, the writer's strike, the actor strike?
A little bit.
They're on strike. That's what we know.
The writers' union went on strike first, and then the actors shortly followed them.
And then the running backs joined them.
Yeah, so everyone's on strike right now.
The running backs are with the actors and the writers, and they're like, we want more money.
A nationwide shortage of fencing and posts have gone missing. It's just crazy. But it's weird. You'll hear about it, you know, with movies coming out, TV shows coming out, you won't see a lot of promotion or marketing for them. Because due to the contracts, the actors can't outwardly promote products for a company that's not paying them. So, you know, there's proposals for different, you know, different ways of creating films and TVs, and they want to use AI,
right, to replace George Clooney or whatever.
Yeah, they want to use AI background extras so they don't have to pay extra actors just to stand there. They can just use AI people. You know, James Cameron did a number of movies about AI and why it's wrong and we shouldn't mess with it.
The videos are terrifying me. All these robots talking to people.
And like, they want to make, you know, oh, we can just tell a computer, hey, write me a movie about this, and they'll spit out a movie and we'll put it and people will watch it. No, they won't.
Because do you have a LinkedIn account, Angel?
LinkedIn?
Yeah.
No, but I should.
I don't really understand it compared to other things, but I go in to post our poll question on there. You know, I post it on all of our social media feeds. And I open the post and it just says, would you like AI to construct your message or whatever? Your post. Let me see.
Mm-mm.
It is really weird. Okay. Start a post. Start typing or draft with AI. So if I click that, in your words, share the main points you want to highlight in your post. You'll be able to edit the draft before you publish. That's what it offers. It's AI could do it for you.
That's dumb.
They're replacing my own tweets. My tweets are not even my own anymore.
In the defense is, oh, well, we humans, we program the AI, so it's just doing what we're telling it to do. That's not how it works.
And that's how it starts, though.
Watch any sci-fi movie from the 70s to the 2010s. AI is a problem.
You all better start kissing up to Will Smith now, because he saved us in the iRobots.
iRobot, Terminators.
Yeah.
It's not a joke.
We're going to need Will, so stop with the slap jokes.
Whoever John Connor is out there, just get ready.
Yeah, it's terrifying. So yeah, we've got that strike going on, and what does that mean for the future of viewing TV shows and movies, the near future? It means nothing's coming out. I guess it's a chance to get caught up on stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
For me, that helps. Not that I want anybody to be out of a job, but I'm like, I can't watch any more Marvel things because I'm so behind. Now maybe I can. They got another Thor coming out now already?
Oh, I didn't see that.
That could have been one of those fakes.
Yeah. I know there's a new show out right now with Marvel, but I haven't watched it.
What's that?
Secret
the Spandex
Invasion
Boy?
Or something?
Oh, geez.
Something with shape-shifting aliens. Michael could tell you about it.
Samuel Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, at least he's a character I know.
Maybe. He could be an alien.
But he doesn't even have any superpowers. If I want to watch just a dude
his
fighting dudes.
His superpower is being Samuel L. Jackson.
I guess. 29 minutes after the hour. Let's get a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Mr. 700 Plus Wins is on KFKA. Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Just 32 minutes after 11. We're only on until 12:30, so get your punches in on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Brett McMurphy tweeted this out yesterday or last night. San Diego State has been notified by the Mountain West that the Aztecs will remain a league member, sources told Action Network HQ, first reported by Ross Dellinger. San Diego State must pay the Mountain West modest legal fees. That's it. Estimated at less than $100,000, according to sources. It initially indicated to Mountain West that it intended to leave by June 30th, 2024, but then San Diego State indicated it would remain in the league. San Diego State has been considered the Pac-12's top expansion candidate. San Diego State may still leave the Mountain West before June 30th, 2024, but would have to pay a $30 million exit fee. So, Yeah, they could still leave, but is it all? Why didn't they leave now? Are they waiting for the TV deal? This is what I'm saying about CSU.
Big waste of money there.
Right. But this is what I'm saying about CSU. Did San Diego State get a whiff of what potentially this Pac-12 new deal is going to look like? And they're like, no, Mountain West, we love you guys. That's what you don't want to be. Or maybe they just pulled back. 34 minutes after the hour. Mark Johnson's coming up next. Let's get out real quick, though, and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show. Joining us now on our First Advantage hotline, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Mark, you know, I always wonder what we're going to talk about in these segments, but then things just keep happening. You know, stories keep coming out. There's always something, like Oklahoma's head coach throwing barbs at Coach Primetime, man. What's going on with that story?
Hold on. What barb did he throw?
Well, I guess it was. What did he do? He just said, I gave 12 guys 12 months of grace. I was unlike Dion, basically.
I'm all for. When somebody throws a barb, I'm all for it. And
I am too, actually.
Is one of the most overblown things. Brent Venables said, essentially, this is what Coach Prime decided to do when he took over program. This is what I did. I didn't see any criticism. I didn't see that he said one way was right or one way was wrong. He just said this is the fact that I took. And so I'm always, you know, one thing we do, Brady, in sports is we try to create controversy where there is none. And I think right now, and you know that Buff Nation is in my heart, man. I love Buff Nation as much as anybody. But Buff fans, stop looking for the insult out there, right? There are some insults out there, sure. But that was not one of them. I think it's unfair to create controversy out of something that was a pretty benign comment. I read it and kind of went, oh, interesting, and moved on. And then when it blew up on social media, I'm like, what in the world is going on? Where's the insult here?
I will, because I've got it up in front of me. I'll admit, it's not like, it's not bulletin board material. But for me, I'm like, yeah, let's go. Let's get everybody just mad at each other. That makes, if they ever meet up, that makes it potentially really fun someday. Sports hate, Mark.
But here's the problem. Right now, Colorado is in a Pac-12. Oklahoma's on their way to the SEC. Even if there is a move for Colorado, there's no talk of Colorado being the SEC. The chances of the Buffs and Oklahoma meeting, potentially in a bowl game, could happen. But outside of that, it's not going to happen. I think we got non-conference games scheduled out to like 2036. No one's going to remember that comment. Nobody involved in those programs right now is going to be involved in a program at that point in time.
That's why we got to bring it back up 26 years from now, Mark. We have to go, hey, you guys remember that time?
I'm not going to be doing the game in 26 years, I guarantee.
I will let this memory live on forever. When he said, I give guys 12 months of grace, I was unlike Dion. Did Primetime have anything to say back? Because there's a bunch of fake stuff going on Twitter. Has he yet to comment?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I have no idea. There's so much stuff out there, man. It's you know, here's the thing to remember. Social media is not reality. And so I don't know if Prime is, you know, this is a very quiet time of year. The month of July is exceptionally quiet from a football standpoint. Heck, I'm leaving on Friday for my 100-mile wilderness horseback ride. I'm going to be around for about 8-9 days. And so right now, whatever is coming out there is just kind of it's that manufactured kind of stuff. And so I don't know if Prime's had anything to say about that. Listen, I know this about Coach Prime. He's a man of character. And my guess would be that somebody probably brought that quote to by Brent Venables to his attention. He probably looked at it and went, eh, whatever. I mean, come on, man. Dion's dealt with a lot bigger fish and a lot bigger barbs than that over the course of time. I'm not sure that one there was even going to make a ripple for him.
Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Buffs. You're right. July is a quiet time, but also a loud time because it's just talk. A lot of people just saying things. I do a good, the bad, the ugly segment to start the show, Mark. And my bad was really just the backlash for Russell Wilson. I loved that he's standing next to Primetime. He's out there working out with Shador and all that stuff. But again, anything Russ does is now a negative thing. I actually was starstruck by the picture. I was thinking about it. Now, if Russ can turn it around and Primetime can be what we hope he is, then think about that picture. You know, Seattle superstar, we got Primetime doing everything that he's done in his career here in our own backyard in the state of Colorado. But how did that go yesterday?
Well,
or 2 days ago?
Yeah, it was a couple of days ago, and I got there. I was on campus that day, but I got there kind of early to mid-afternoon, so I think Russ had already taken off by then. That was more of a kind of a morning deal from what I understood. And, you know, listen, they're two very prominent individuals. You know, one in Coach Prime is one of the greatest athletes of all time, and has become certainly, from an attention standpoint, one of the great coaches in the country. He's still, you know, after 3 years at Jackson State of having very good success, he's looking to build upon that and continue to build that reputation. And for Russell Wilson, he's been an All-Pro and a Super Bowl-winning quarterback in the NFL who really has got some work to do for the upcoming season. And so it was interesting seeing those guys out there and him throwing some balls on Folsom Field and having Shadur standing right there and other players. I mean, that's kind of a cool deal. But in this celebrity world in which we live, that was going to generate buzz, and it certainly did.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and then after that, you got Russ is in the airport. They got a new business there, and that became a thing. I'm like, man, Russ can't do anything anymore. He is at that point where anything he does is turned into some kind of a joke. Hopefully he turns it around next season.
Well, and I'll tell you this. Listen, there's a lesson to be learned right there. And that is, if you're going to live your life on social media, and Russ certainly did
that. True, yeah.
You're right. Guess what, then? You're going to have to face the ups and downs and the criticism that comes with that. And that's the danger of that all the time. When, you know, the social media thing is such a – I mean, you and I could sit and talk for 6 hours on the air about the ills and the positives of social media and what's good and what's bad and how it's impactful in a positive and negative way. And what you get now in this day and age is everyone lives, you know, this life on social media. We're all guilty of it to some degree. And you then set expectations, and you start to present yourself in a certain way. And then if things don't work out and you don't back that up in reality, then there's going to be a backlash. And so it's part of the deal. It's part of the game. And you know, if you're going to play that game, get ready, because if you don't quite – live up to it and back it up, well, you know, then this kind of thing's going to happen. And so it is what it is, and you know, Russ can shut everybody up this upcoming season by going out and having a great season for the Broncos, and then everyone's going to, you know, kind of clam up and start cheering them on.
So many questions surrounding the football teams in our state, Mark. I cannot wait for the football season to start. Then I won't have to ask you about, you know, guys saying mean things about another guy or whatever. So I'm going to ask you, I asked you last week, I might just wash, rinse, and repeat the same questions from last week. Yep. With the Pac-12, the TV deal, we're not expected to get information on that at the Pac-12 Media Day on Friday.
Well, how about that, huh?
But we're expecting some news at some point. I don't know if that's breaking news, but it feels like it is.
You know what? It's second verse, same as the first, and 40th verse, same as the first. You know, really, it's interesting. I saw some guy this morning on social media, going back to that, who has got the receipts, basically. He's been keeping tabs on the different reports going back all the way to February. And it's really interesting. He went back on, you know, whatever the dates were. February 6th, you know, it's coming in short order. You know, March 15th. And he was going back and how this thing is just, there has been a lot of smoke. There's been no fire. And now I saw somebody claiming today that they've gone on so long, now there are new suitors out there they're talking to. Well, I'm thinking, well, who is that?
Yeah.
Here's the thing that really concerns me moving forward, Brady, is this. In this world in which we live, going back to the social media thing once again, in which there is so much information and it is out there all the time and there are so many leaks out there, you pretty much nothing, you know, rarely are you taken by surprise by anything that you know, that happens within the world of sports. You know, Russell Wilson's trading to the Denver Broncos, I've got to give George Payton great credit. He kept that quiet and it surprised everybody, right? So everything leaks out at some point in time, and especially a story like this with the media rights deal with the Pac-12. As long as it's been going on, you know, the Russell Wilson deal, George Payton and the Seattle Seahawks, boy, they consummated that deal pretty quickly, and they kept it quiet for a few days, and then all of a sudden it came out. This thing with the Pac-12 has been going on so long, you can't tell me that if there was something really legitimately big happening, there wouldn't be a leak someplace that he kind of get some details. And all we continue to hear is this kind of vague kind of response, oh, it's coming, it's going to be big, oh, there's new people involved, and there's never any hard information. And there are some great men and women who are outstanding reporters at a very high level that cover this thing across the country at a national level and are so tied in to all the television networks and all the conferences and all the schools, and somebody would get something at some point in time, and yet we know nothing. How's that possible?
That's the thing. And again, your main question right there, there's new suitors. Like, I'm looking, how many different networks and TV companies are there? You and I talked about that last week, like Turner. I mean, there's only so many options out there.
Well, and because of the what's the word I'm looking for? My vocabulary is failing me right now. But because of the merging of all of these companies, there really aren't that many anymore. It's not like you've got, 50 or 60 large media companies out there, right? You've got the networks, and then there are, ABC, ESPN, Disney owns them. CBS is tied in with Turner, like we talked about last week, and then Fox has got all of its affiliates. So it's not like there are that many out there. So who exactly could you possibly be talking with? And that kind of boisters what I'm talking about, where if they're tying in with one of these kind of companies, somebody's going to hear something, right? On top of the fact that all the companies they'd be talking with are media companies within themselves, so their reporters are going to get something at some point in time. And I've just, at some point, I'm kind of getting worn out by the whole, carrot dangling out in front of us all the time about this, because I'm having a hard time believing some major deal. Now, they may shock me. Who knows? George Kliakoff may shock the daylights out of me and announce some kind of enormous deal that is going to pay, the Pac-12 conference somewhere in the same vicinity that the Big 12 might be making annually. Now, if that happens, fantastic. I'm excited as anybody. I'm just starting to doubt that possibly happening.
Well, and again, one of the reports you saw was it's likely to include a mix of streaming and linear options. Well, like, that's not anything. It's what we've all been hearing is, like, there's going to be different, Apple TVs in the mix, YouTube TV, who knows, and what that linear option looks like, too. So you're right, there's no real information, but if George Kliavkov can, like you said, surprise us and come up with some kind of grand slam, man, he could be. The Pac-12 might build a statue of him.
Right. I mean, no, and that's true. And listen, I hope it works out that way. And because anytime there's movement involved, that becomes very unnerving. And you're seeing the same reports out there that I am. And when I was with Rick George here a couple of weeks ago, I brought it up, and he's like, no comment. I can't tell you anything. And that's great. There was a report out there that I saw. Not long ago, last few days anyway, that the Pac-12 presidents and chancellors had basically told the commissioner, enough, we need hard numbers, and we need them very, very quickly, because there are decisions that have to be made. So if that's true, that's really put some pressure on the commissioner's office to get something in writing. And that, not just speculation. I was told it was not just speculation. It was, we need hard numbers at this point. So if that's true, this thing should be coming to a head relatively quickly, I would think.
Oh, that'll be fun, Mark. That'll give us something to talk about. Hey, tell us about what you got going this week. I'm always excited to hear about this. This sounds like an epic journey coming up for you.
Yeah, on Friday, I leave. There's a group I'm involved with, and every year, the last week of July, so it's always the end of summer for me. I know that when I get back from this, football starts. I leave on Friday and get back on Friday, the 28th. And we go out and we do a 100-mile wilderness ride horseback up in the mountains. We do 20 miles a day on 5 different days, and got a layover day in between. And it's a great group of guys, and really enjoy ourselves. We're kind of out in the middle of nowhere, and I'll be disconnected from the world, so you and I will not be talking next week. it's phenomenal. Get out there horseback, and it's great fellowship, and horses and nature and pretty good food and all that kind of stuff. So it's a good week.
Yeah, sounds awesome, Mark. I'm happy you get to go do that right before you gear up for the big football season. And I promise I will not text you next week saying, hey, did you hear what this guy said about primetime? I promise. I won't do it.
Well, I'm excited for the event because, like I said, I do it every year, and it's a fantastic deal. The problem has been my off-season, that when basketball ends, I kind of get things get quiet for me for a number of months. And my off season boiled down to 3 weeks because it rained for the first 3 months.
Mm.
And I've had 3 weeks of July. Now I go on this, and I come back, and we go back to work with football. But that's going to be fun, obviously.
Yeah, well, can't wait to hear you back on the call, my friend. It's either way you slice it, it's going to be something else. This football season for the Buffs is going to be something else.
There's no doubt about that.
All right, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, good luck next week.
All right, sounds good. See you.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Yeah, I mean, he's right. The Venables comment wasn't really the end of the world. It was, I gave guys 12 months of grace. I was unlike Dion. I gave guys 12 months of grace to figure it out. It's not the worst thing anybody can say, but it also is kind of like unnecessary to throw it in there. This is the way we do it. I don't do it like Dion, but we do it this way. And you didn't call him Coach Prime. So
you see that in sports. You see that in college football. Coaches are going to poke fun. He's the new kid on the block. You got to poke fun at him. But like Mark said, don't go looking for insults. You're just looking to get
upset. It's sports hate. We love sports hate,
That's fine,
hate,
but
Angel.
Don't go searching for it.
If you don't give us
if
enough.
If it happens to find you, just say, that was a good job there. But don't go, I'm looking for someone to punch me. Like, what?
Let's get it started, man. Hey, and Mark said the only way they would play is like, you know, maybe 26 years down the road or something. Not if they're both in the college football playoffs, Angel. Right? That could happen. That could very well happen. 11:52 the time. We'll wrap up this hour. Coming up next is the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
I mean, this was from a couple of days ago that Amazon Prime Video and Apple TV are the leaders for the Pac-12 TV deal. Apple TV looks to be the top contender for signing a contract for all Pac-12's major games. However, Amazon could potentially still have the option to stream Friday night games.
Forgot about Amazon.
I have Amazon, and I don't. Do I have Apple TV? We got it for like 3 months, you know, to watch, you know. Ted Lasso, right? doesn't do it for me, man. I mean, even me, I'll be happy. I'll be good. But that's not good for the masses. Especially like what do you think the age range of like people nowadays, when you talk to people, as far as how many streaming services they have and stuff? Like our boy Brian Gary, how many? Does he
Brian,
have all of them?
I would say maybe two or three.
Two or three?
My generation, probably 5 or 6.
But you're also cutting, maybe you're cutting the cable.
Yeah, I don't have
too.
Cable. I have almost every streaming service except Apple TV.
And so you're 25?
I think. Last I checked.
So maybe the streaming thing is great because.
Also, I don't have to pay to watch football. Yeah. I'm paying 40, 50 bucks a month just to watch one game that's on the specific network. I have to go out of my way to do that.
Well, I mean, even loading it up and go, it's simple to just turn DirecTV on or whatever, go to channel whatever, and you've got your game. Then you got to get on there. Sometimes I got to enter the password again because it's been so long. It's just inconvenient. And again, how many 30-something-year-olds have all these streaming services? I don't know if I would have all of them if it wasn't for my wife because probably couldn't figure out how the hell to set it up. 11:57 the time. Final hour of the show today. We're on until 12:30, so join us for the lunch rush coming up next.